Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Punishing Russia.
The Kremlin can no longer raise money from the U.S. or Europe.
Tension builds in Ukraine.
All the people around me, they're worried.
American truckers roll out protest.
We expect the convoy to grow by the thousands.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden hits Russia with new sanctions and warns there could be more. Other Western nations join in as Ukraine declares a state of emergency, mobilizing military reservists and urging its citizens to leave Russia, fearing an all-out war. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes begins our CBS News team coverage.
This is a flagrant violation of international law.
President Biden responded to Russia's invasion with what he called the first tranche of financial penalties, imposing sanctions on two large Russian banks with ties to the Russian military, cutting them off from Western investment. Ukraine's foreign minister hailed the news.
Hit Russia's economy. And hit it hard.
Some lawmakers from both parties are pushing the president to unleash all the economic punishments he's prepared.
Impose the toughest possible sanctions.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said talks with his Russian counterpart are off until Russian aggression abates.
We will not allow Russia to claim the pretense of diplomacy at the same time it accelerates its march down the path of conflict. And war.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Western allies united on sanctions against Russia, but
we have to recognize that there is a limit to what sanctions can achieve in a country that's not a democracy, run by a despot like Putin, who doesn't actually care about the impact on the Russian people.
Former British Defense Secretary Liam Fox, one critic, says using sanctions against a despot intent on military conquest is like bringing a pea shooter into a gunfight. Now here's CBS's Charlie Daggett in Ukraine.
The threat of wider sanctions alone is the only thing standing in the way of Russia's war machine. Threats that have so far been no answer to stop their dramatic escalation in shelling in the east. I have a bad feeling, says Luhansk resident Tatiana. I feel the burden in my soul. It's very difficult. It's about to get more difficult. With Russian lawmakers giving Vladimir Putin the go-ahead to use military force outside his country, the gloves are off. New satellite photos appear to show the deployment of more than 100 military vehicles and dozens of tents for troops along the border of Belarus. And Russian forces have been seen advancing toward the battlefields of the separatist regions in eastern Ukraine.
I'm Peter King. One cybersecurity expert says Russia's disinformation campaign has been unsophisticated and disorganized.
Actually reminds me a bit of the 2020 election, where it's a flood of lies.
Chris Krebs ought to know. He was the top U.S. cybersecurity official in until Donald Trump fired him. In this case, the CBS News contributor says Russia's disinformation isn't based on facts either.
It is simply meant to confuse, to confound, misdirection all over the place, not establish any one single set of facts, but confuse the audience.
CBS's Errol Barnett tells us this has all had an unsettling effect on energy prices, and that could affect us all.
Gas prices are continuing their upward march, with a gallon of regular now costing you an average of $3.53, and the cost of heating oil is also up. It's costing Americans 47% more now to warm up our homes with heating oil this winter than it did a year ago. So whatever the economic punishment Russia receives here, it is likely to put increasing pressure on the global supply chain, which we already know is fragile.
Two sources tell CBS News that that President Biden has now interviewed the top three Supreme Court candidates, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Michelle Childs, and Leandra Kruger. It's not clear when or where the interviews took place.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A Minneapolis jury now has the case of three former police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Prosecutors say the three chose to do nothing as Derek Chauvin killed Floyd. Defense attorneys insist the officers were inexperienced and weren't trained properly. Well, truckers are due to set out in an anti-vaccine mandate protest convoy this morning in California. Organizer Brian Brace says Washington is the ultimate destination.
We expect the convoy to grow by the thousands, and I would imagine by the time we get to D.C., there will be tens of thousands of people that are involved in this movement.
More protesting truckers plan to roll through Pennsylvania today. Late last night, Alabama lawmakers approved a bill that would bar transgender students from using school bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. The state Senate takes it up next. In Florida, House Republicans have advanced a measure that bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools, and they're set to take a final vote on the bill opponents call Don't Say Gay, an amendment that would have forced schools to reveal a child's sexual identity to parents was removed. Now to Hawaii, where the Navy says four people were killed when a contractor's helicopter crashed. Chris Turner saw it go down at the Pacific Missile Range on the island of Kauai.
It tweaked to the right, and then it immediately went straight down, nose down.
There's also an investigation at a Utah ski resort where two Black Hawk helicopters crashed yesterday during training. No injuries reported. On the weather map, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there are some unusual temperature numbers.
Temperatures barely getting into the 50s for parts of California, and then a spot like Cheyenne, Wyoming, your high temperature for the day is going to be -2. That's right. You are never going to get above -2 for the entire day. On the East Coast, you're asking, what's all this talk about cold weather? Because we've got record high temperatures from the panhandle of Florida all the way up to down east Maine.
Stormy weather's next. Icy conditions into the Ohio Valley with snow and ice at week's end in the Northeast. Heavy snow is forecast for the Sierra Nevada and Colorado Rockies. We're just about a month away from hearing this.
And the Oscar goes to...
Now the Motion Picture Academy says 8 awards and speeches TV viewers would normally see live will be dealt with an hour before the show goes on. They'll be edited and featured during the broadcast. The Academy president says it's to increase viewer engagement and keep things relevant. Ratings have been down in recent years.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A group of climbers is looking to make some racial history at 29,000 feet.
The Full Circle Everest team is preparing for a huge climb up Mount Everest in April. If they reach the top, they'll be the first ever all-black team to scale the world's highest mountain. Although there is some anxiety, the hikers have been doing extensive planning for this over the past year. The group's also got thousands of climbs under its belt and often meets at mountains all over the U.S. for training and team building. About 4,000 people have climbed Mount Everest, but so far, only 8 have been black. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Golfer Phil Mickelson has lost a sponsor, KPMG, and he's apologized for comments about the Saudis and a proposed Super Golf League. He used colorful language and called the Saudis scary to be involved with, but said it was worth overlooking human rights abuses if it helped change the PGA Tour. That's the Wednesday World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.